Number 4. The House of a Prestigious Family. Starting in the middle of the 6th century BCE, texts begin to speak of complex organization where coins, political hierarchies, and institutionalized religion existed. The preoccupation with defense can be seen in the construction of exterior walls, as in the differentiation of social structure, reflecting specific social structures. The building in front of you forms part of this differentiation. There would have existed 12 rooms, first the entry, then storage rooms, bedrooms, the kitchen, a meeting space, and a central room. It is likely that the rooms on the south side of the corridor are also part of the same site. The location of room 6 in the center of a circular construction leads archaeologists to believe it was a meeting or reception area, which in turn would have been used for non-specified activities. But given the number of spindles found here, textiles might have also been worked in the space. The kitchen, with two hearths and a small home oven, also contained capfogers, instruments upon which food would be placed to cook, and associated with celebrations. The location of Las Malezas, at one of the highest points of the Sierra de Marina, with a perfect sight line of all the surrounding territory, evidences the likelihood that it exercised control over neighbors, much like other sites in Puch Castellà, Castelruf, Mas Bosca, etc. The elevation of the site offers a spectacular visual control of the land, giving its inhabitants a higher status. In respect to the exterior wall, year after year, we recover more details, but its high level of erosion means a full picture will likely always be impossible. However, evidence suggests a maximum height of 1.5 meters. Visual communication was very important. From Las Malezas, you can see Castelruf, Mas Bosca, Can Olive, and Puig Castellà, and from the very tip of the site, the entire plain of Barcelona up until Montjuïc. The reason for choosing this location is not simply defensive, but also corresponds to a necessity for good weather, easy access, control of communication routes, proximity to catchment systems, and maritime trade. Finally, we can say that Laetan society was a hierarchical beginning with groups or clans of warriors seeking to control territory, agricultural production, and commercial activity.